share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The Health Ministry's generational endgame, GEG, law has caused quite its share of commotion recently after the Tobacco and Smoking Control Bill 2022 was tabled in Parliament on Wednesday, July 27. If implemented, the new law will be taking away the rights of those who are born in or after 2007 to smoke tobacco and vape products, with offenders liable to a fine of up to ₹5,000. It will also allow the police and the authorities to access your car, phone and house without a warrant if the GEG individual is found with a vape or cigarettes. The proposed bill has stirred debate as some believe that if not properly implemented, can lead to abuses of power by the authorities. Muar MP Syed Siddiq Syed Abdul Rahman recently took to Twitter to express his views on the issue and asked whether the proposed law could lead to issue of double standards as well as perpetuate the culture of do it copy. Slammed for appearing to oppose the bill. Syed Siddiq's video did not go down well with some Malaysians as many called him out for politicizing what appeared to a public health issue. Some people even accused him of being against the bill. No need to spin the story. Enough. You have all the access to ask KJ, himself. This bill is about saving future generations. We have to live first before your rantings to be heard. Your narrative is misleading. Don't politicize health, commented a user. One of his critics is Putrajaya Hospital medical consultant and nephrology specialist Dr. Rafida Abdullah, who criticized him for his video. She asked him and any MPs that plan to oppose the bill to follow her doing rounds at the hospital, presumably to see the consequences that smoking and vaping has had on Malaysians. Don't guilt-trip people who ask for a better law. Her post did not go down well with netizens who said that she was being unprofessional by trying to guilt-trip people into supporting the proposed law. Any sane person would support the GEG. But we live in a country already rampant with abuse of power by enforcement agencies. Hence the need to scrutinize a bill that purports to give overreaching powers of enforcement, said a netizen. Another called her out for missing the main point and for looking at it only one side. The GEG is good, no doubt, but the implementation, the law itself, we need to examine the powers being given. A fellow healthcare worker said, "Your role is to educate without being condescending. Lead by being humble and inclusive." Meanwhile, Syed Siddiq himself has responded to Dr. Rafida's invitation to him. "Can do, doctor, after the visit. I will also organize for you to meet with victims who have faced abuses of power, who had to extort coffee money and who was locked up for questioning the authorities." Quote, "I am just asking to re-examine the bill, doesn't mean that I want people to smoke freely. Don't guilt-trip people who ask for a better law." He added, "What do you think of Syed Siddiq's inquiries? Do you agree with him?" Also read, "Health DG. Priority should be on public health, not the fundamental right to smoke." Source. Freepik source. Twitter 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 source. Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.